Do we have sound? Salaam alaikum, do we have sound? إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونتوب إلى الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبينا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحاب محمد وكل من والاه واتبع هداه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, O Allah, send your salah and your peace upon Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam and all of his family and people and companions and everyone who takes his way as their way and gives their allegiance to him until the judgment day. Ameen. I advise myself and I advise you, ittaqullah ma'ashar al-muslimin, have consciousness of Allah, haqq al-taqwa, as is deserving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَقْوَى اللَّهُ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتِ يُرْفَعُ بِهَ الدَّرَجَاتِ. It is by taqwa of Allah that one's level is raised. وَتُفَرِّجْ بِهَ الْكَرُوبَاتِ. And relief comes after calamities. وَتُدْفَعَ بِهَ الشُّرُورُ وَالْمَكْرُهَاتِ. And it keeps away from one evil and distasteful things. اَعْلَمُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. No, dear slaves of Allah, أَنَّ لِلْحَيَاةِ رَكَائِزْ تَعْتَمِدُ عَلَيْهِ, that this life has certain values and principles upon which it depends. وَأُسُسًا تَنْبَنِي عَلَيْهِ, which form the foundation of our lives, individually and collectively. وَمَعَانِ سَامِيَةٌ تُنَعْطُ بِهَا الْمَنَافِعُ وَالْمَصَالِحُ, and lofty principles which are the determinants of all benefit and good to come. وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَعَانِ الْعَظِيمَةِ, and among these great meanings is الرَّحْمَةِ, the mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has as one of His attributes and which He placed among His creation. Allah subhanahu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِئَةُ رَحْمَةٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of 100 mercies. أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ, He sent down from that a single mercy to the earth. فَبِيهَا يَتَرَاحُمُ الْخَلْقِ, and with this one in 100, all of the creation has compassion for each other. حَتَّى إِنَّ الْفَرَسَ لَتَرْفَعَ حَافِرَهَا وَالنَّاقَةَ لترفع خفها مخافة أن تصيب ولدها. Even the horse or the camel, when it lifts its hoof or leg up out of fear of stepping on its child. وأمسك 99 رحمة عنده ليوم القيامة. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for Himself the other 99 parts of mercy until the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful in a way that suits His majesty and perfection. Mercy is a perfect quality in man by which the powerful protect the weak. In spite of the fact that mercy is inherent in human nature, Islam also came to confirm and emphasize its importance and enjoin Muslims to be compassionate and merciful. For Islam is the religion of rahmah, and its injunctions are made to actualize justice, prosperity, truth and peace for man, as they are also made to actualize all acts of worship for Allah alone and destroy all falsehood and evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Messenger in His book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his messenger, we have sent you not, but as a mercy to all of the world. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhumur Rahman. Those who show mercy, Allah casts His mercy upon them. Irhamu man fil ard yarhamukum man fis sama'. Show compassion to those who are in this earth, so that Allah may show you so that you may be shown compassion by the one who is in the heavens. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man la yarhamu an-nas la yarhamuhu Allah." He who does not have mercy on other people, Allah will show him no mercy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Waman la yaghfir la yughfaru lah." And he who does not forgive, Allah will not, he will not be forgiven. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ. The analogy of the believers and their affection for one another and their mercy for one another, وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ and their feelings for one another, كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ. It is like the analogy of a single body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرِ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّةِ. When a single part of this body becomes ill, the rest of the body is involved with sleeplessness and fever. The Prophet also said, Islam enjoys mutual showing of compassion between Muslims. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Mercy, is said to have said, and this is a narration in which there is some weakness, and yet we see that its meanings can be authenticated elsewhere. But we should mention that before saying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. In this narration, it is said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّلَ الْكَبِيرِ وَيَرْحَمُ الصَّغِيرِ. He is not one of us who does not respect the elder and show compassion for the young. وَيَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And command all that is good and prohibit all that is evil. And Aisha radiallahu anha reports that a Bedouin came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, إِنَّكُمْ تُقَبِّلُونَ الصَّبِيَانِ وَمَا نُقَبِّلُهُمْ. He said, you people, you kiss young children, and we do no such thing. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet said to him, أَوَا أَمْلِكُ لَكَ أَن نَزَعَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِنْ قَلْبِكَ. The Prophet answered him, what can I do for you if Allah has removed compassion from your heart? And the Prophet والسلام, said, لا تنزع الرحمة إلا من شقي. Mercy is not removed from anyone's heart except for the wretched one. And the shaqi, as we've explained other times, is essentially the people of the hellfire. The shaqi is the one in wretchedness and rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us again about the compassion of Allah, this time using the word rifqa, which could mean kindness or closeness. Inna Allaha rafiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. Yuhibbu rifqa. And He loves kindness. Wa yu'ti ala rifqi ma la yu'ti ala al-unf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give one because of kindness that which he will not give because of forcefulness. وَمَا لَا يُعْتِي عَلَى سِوَاهِ. And that which he will not give for any other reason. So rifq, when practiced by a human being, which is friendliness, kindness, compassion, is the source of the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His sustenance. Islam does not only promote mercy between human beings, it also enjoins that mercy should be shown to animals as well. It commands the Muslims to be compassionate to animals and condemns any act of cruelty towards them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the garden of an Ansari, somebody from Medina, one day. There was a camel in that garden, and when the camel saw him, it groaned and shed a tear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped the tears and it became calm. He then inquired about the owner of the camel, and when its owner appeared before him, he said, أَفَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهِ هَذِهِ الْبَهِيمَةِ. Will you not fear Allah with regard to this animal, التي ملكك الله إياه, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put under your control? فإنه شكى إلي أنك تجيعه وتدئبه. He has accused, or he has complained to me that you starve him and mistreat him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rebuked this man for the bad treatment of his camel. He also prohibited the taking of animals as targets in games, and cursed whoever does that, and prohibited burning the entire anthill when there are ants nearby. He said, while condemning the first act, لعن, in this narration, لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من اتخذ شيئا فيه الروح غرضا. The Prophet والسلام, has cursed anyone who takes something which contains a soul as a target. And another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qatala asfuran abasan, whoever kills a bird or a sparrow in play, ajja ila Allah yawm al-qiyamah, he will cry out to Allah on the day of Qiyamah and say, Ya Rabb, inna fulanan qatalani abasa. He will say, Oh my Lord, so-and-so killed me just for sport, wa lam yaqtulni manfa'a, and he didn't kill me for any benefit or any reason. One of the manifestations of the compassion and mercifulness of Islam is that it commands the Muslims to treat non-Muslims with justice and forbids them from wronging them. This is manifest in very many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among which is the following. On the authority of Hisham ibn Hakim, and by the way, this is not just a hadith, it is also the implementation of that hadith by the Sahaba. From Hisham ibn Hakim ibn Hizam, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, مَرَّ بِشَامْ عَلَىٰ أُنَاسٍ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاطِ أَهْلَ الزِّمَّةِ حُبِسُوا فِي الْجِزْيَةِ. He came upon some people in the area of Syria or Asham who were of أهل الزمة. They were of the non-Muslims living under the protection of the Muslim state. And they had been imprisoned because of jizya. Apparently, either unable or unwilling to pay the jizya, the Muslim ruler had imprisoned them for that. And he said, he went to the Amir and he said, "Ashhadu la sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul." I swear that I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, "Inna Allah yu'azzibu alladhina yu'azzibuna an-nasa fid-dunya." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish those who punish people in this world. فَدَخَلَ عَلَى الْأَمِيرِ فَحَدَّثَهُ بِأَمْرِ فَأَمَرَ بِهِمْ فَخُلُّ. He came into the presence of the Amir and reported to him this hadith, and he allowed those people to leave. Put this in the context of today's world, where every government on earth routinely engages in torture and harassment and all kinds of abuse of people, innocent or not, such as at this very moment as we speak, there is a Muslim in Canada in solitary confinement in a very, very cold cell with no heat and a single thin blanket. And he's been there for many, many months. And there is a fan blowing cold air right down on him. If he asks them to turn off the fan, he has no oxygen. And if they turn the fan back on, he is freezing. And he has been there for many months. And this is Canada, and this is Guantanamo, and this is all the rest of the world, including all of our countries, where all sense of rifq and rahmah is gone from the hearts of men. And everyone believes this is a must, and this is okay to abuse and to torture and to imprison without any reason. Dear Muslims, mankind is in dire need of these lofty and noble Islamic values. How dire is their need for mercy and compassion that can alleviate the sufferings of the distressed and the oppressed. Mankind is actually in need of mercy, especially in this age that mutual compassion has been relegated to the background and people no longer hear the cries of the suffering, the children and the old people and those in the prisons and those in the camps, but hear only the language of force and arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear Him, and speak always that which is right and that which is constructive. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, that he may make all of your deeds righteousness. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, and whoever obeys Allah and obeys his messenger has indeed succeeded a very great success. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. It is indeed of the mercy of Allah and His justice that every man will be held responsible for his deeds. Everyone who abuses another, tortures another, imprisons another unjustly will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything they did present and accounted for in front of their eyes. In Islam, no one is punished for the misdeed of others in the hereafter, and it should not be in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, no bearer of any burden will bear the burden of another. وَإِن تَدْعُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَى حَمْلِهَا, even if one with a large burden calls another to help. وَلَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ, he will not take anything of that. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبًا, even if it was a close relative. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Najm, أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي الصُّحُفِ مُوسَى, or did they not hear of that which was in the book of Musa? وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى, and Ibrahim the sincere who fulfilled all covenants. أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, and there will be nothing for man except the effort he has exerted. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى, and that all of his efforts will come to be seen. ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى, then he will be repaid for them in the fullest of manner. The media of this country and others has undertaken a completely shameless propaganda and slander campaign against Islam. They engage in mischievous acts of instigating people against Islam and Muslims, even turning the good works of this nation in terms of donation for charitable purposes and humanitarian gestures into evil deeds. As has been already noted, these vicious allegations are meant to damage Islam and Muslims and turn the heart of people against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already warned us about this kind of people 1500 years ago when he sent down, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, hatred has appeared from their mouths. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ, and what their hearts conceal is worse. Therefore our advice to these media groups is that should come to their senses and refrain from all these malicious attacks on Islam and Muslims. They are not constructive and no good will come to them. Let them face up to reality and abide by the ethics of professional journalism. A recent survey found that among Fox News viewers, fully 80% of them believed at least one of three blatant lies and counterfactuals. This survey took three things that are known without doubt to be untrue. And I can only remember two of them. I'm sorry, I forgot the third. The first one, that it has been proven that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction before going to the war. Another one was that Saddam Hussein and the Ba'ath had been closely cooperating with Al-Qaeda over the years before the war. And I'm sorry, I forgot the third one, but it was just as ridiculous as the first two. These are not theories, these are not opinions, these are not possibilities, these are counterfactuals. These are things which are absolutely false. All right? And in this survey, it was found that 80% of people who said Fox News was their main source of news believed at least one of those three. And over 40% believed all three of them. And they're absolute lies. And other news services had different numbers, And the lowest of them all was NPR and PBS. But even so, there was something like 15% who had that as their main news source who believed one of those three. They didn't mention Pacifica, which probably would have been zero. This is an amazing degree of ignorance, an amazing degree of misguidance in a society which people believe is literate and connected and has 6,000 channels on their television set at home, and yet they don't know the most basic facts. Since these lies convinced people in this country to acquiesce to a series of wars which have and will bring about the deaths of thousands and the oppression of millions, this is a very serious issue indeed. This is no less serious than the propaganda of the Nazis at the beginning of their time. Because when people have no concept of the truth, they can be made to accept even the most outrageous of steps. This world is in serious need of the truth. As for you and me, brothers in faith, the best act in period of fitna and trials is to abstain from wading into them, either in word and deed. That is what our religion commands us. Let no one backbite others or speak ill of our leaders and scholars. We should rather pray for them and bear in mind that their uprightness will be the uprightness of all Muslims. We should assist them to discharge their duties, and let us continue to give thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection and His blessings upon us. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah, wa aqimu as-salah.